The Drives podcast is presented by Disability Advantage Group. Need help applying for Social Security, disability benefits? One call does it all. Call Disability Advantage Group at 865-566-0800 or visit dag-us.com.
It's time for The Drive's Top 4 at 4.
Hour number two of The Drive underway. Rural. Relating to or characteristic of the countryside rather than the town. Warrior. Synonyms: country, countryside, pastoral, rustic, bucolic. Bucolic is a great word.
Reminds me of a Buick.
Parker Pewitt from Maryville, rural Maryville, Blount County, joins us now. He's got the top four at four. Hit it, Parker.
All right. Number one, the Toronto Raptors are the new NBA champions.
They are.
They defeated Golden State Warriors in Oakland last night, 114 to 110.
Didn't know that.
Klay Thompson went down with an injury in the third quarter, and late last night it was confirmed by Adrian Wojnarowski that he indeed did tear his ACL. Kawhi Leonard becomes the first player to win the Finals MVP in both conferences.
That's interesting. Did you guys think there was anything wrong with Danny Green's play, the foul on Klay Thompson?
No. None whatsoever.
I think it was a basketball play.
At first when it happened, I was like, oh boy, this is going to be a thing. And then when they showed the replay, I was like, no, that's just a solid basketball play. The Warriors at the time, and maybe they cooled off once they saw the replay, but they were ready to throw down all of a sudden.
You could tell they weren't mad after the game.
No. Number two, Angels designated hitter / pitcher / outfielder Shohei Ohtani becomes the first Japanese-born player to hit for Cycle in a game. The Oshu Iwate Japan native becomes the first Angel to hit for Cycle since Mike Trout in 2013.
Proud of you for this one.
How about that? The Angels fielding a team this year.
Yeah.
Who knew?
In the outfield.
Yeah. Number three, we have an update from the Pelicans over the Anthony Davis trade rumors. Supposedly, the Pelicans prefer to ship Anthony Davis to the Celtics over the Lakers.
Can't believe they called you and gave you that information.
Why?
The prospects.
They don't care where he goes. They care what they get.
Exactly. The prospects of getting Jason Tatum have come to light, and the Pelicans believe this trumps any offer that the Lakers could bring to the table.
Any offer?
It's because the Lakers, they want Kuz, and we aren't giving up Kuz.
Kuz? Really? That's what we're
going
with?
That's what
they
call him. It's his nickname. Okay. The Kuz.
The Kuz.
You like Kuz?
Yeah. I mean, I'm okay with the Kuz.
I like Kuz.
And number four.
Kuzku.
The second round of the U.S. Open is underway.
Everybody likes Kuzku.
Good stuff.
Justin Rose still leads the way. He has dropped his lead to just two strokes now. He's at 7-under. There are five other golfers tied for second, including Ricky Fowler and Francesco Molinari. Brooks Koepka is 4-under. McIlroy is 3-under. And Tiger Woods is 1-under through 15, making him 2-under for the tournament.
My man.
Well, that would be exciting, man, to have, you know, the finals are over now, so that's not going to take up any attention.
The draft will be next week.
Yeah, the Women's World Cup is not a huge thing, although I guess the women's team does play Sunday.
Yeah.
And we'll get to watch night golf with Tiger in contention. Could be a fun little weekend.
I'm glad we're getting an early afternoon Women's World Cup game, and then, you know, we'll have the late afternoon U.S. Open.
What do you think about the Megan Rapinoe controversy right now?
Who cares?
Okay.
No.
Who cares for you, Trey?
No, not in a mean way to your story. I'm saying a lot of people don't sing the national anthem out there.
She's going out of her way to make it a thing, though.
Is she?
Yeah.
How do you go out of your way not to sing the anthem?
She's talking about it. She said she's not.
Oh, okay.
Throwing off on it a little bit.
You think it's a big deal? I mean,
no, because I don't mean this as a sexist comment. I don't think that the Women's World Cup's a big deal to me. It's not to me. Just me.
No, that's not sexist at all. No.
Not sexist at all. Wow.
I mean, never mind the fact that you almost broke into an Andrew Dice Clay imitation. Right. That's not a big deal to me. Boom. Not a big deal. Not to me. Yeah. Not sexist or nothing. I just said putz. Get out there and kick that soccer ball. But just keep it off my TV. When you're done playing the soccer, can you iron my shirt?
Iron?
Yeah. Not sexist.
Sorry, Bear.
So she's not singing the anthem, apparently, and it's because, is it?
Equality, not getting paid as much as the men.
No, with her, no. It's the whole Colin Kaepernick thing is where it started.
Equality.
Well, I would say the same, like, and even more so in this, because it's the World Cup. Like,
you're representing your country.
Well, above and beyond that, like, you're dissatisfied? You're dissatisfied
then
that you get to we actually pay our women athletes of, you know, money. It might not be as much as you want, but you do get paid to play sports. Would you like to try and practice your profession in Egypt or perhaps Saudi Arabia?
I was gonna
or just
say,
about any other country
Egypt's not
in the developed world.
Yeah.
I agree. Okay.
I mean, you can go to Afghanistan and wear a burqa.
I mean, I'm not going to – like, we've been having this conversation for so long. I mean, y'all know where I stand on it. It's not
because I never really cared about it. There's something about her that I don't like. She gets under my skin. I don't know if it's I don't like her. Like, I'm going to root against her. I hope we lose.
What the?
You hope we lose?
What? Yeah.
God, you're
I'm rooting
so
against
un-American.
The USA.
You're un-American.
No, I'm not.
Un-American.
You hope the American national soccer team loses to Chile this weekend.
Because of one player.
Yeah.
23.
I want her to be sitting on her couch watching the rest of it. And they're, you know, playing their guitar like they're playing their leg like it's a Stratocaster. I'm tired of this team. A bunch of showboating, front running, freeloading, don't care about America, crap.
Oh my God.
I'd kick her off the damn team if I were in charge.
It does seem
go
like
go on, get.
Okay, you don't want to stand for the anthem, you play for the 49ers. You know. You can have that conversation. I suppose you're free to do that. You're playing for the national team. Like, you're playing for the country.
She it would didn't be like sing.
A. It would be like a Vol player say like protesting Rocky Top. Like, you can't do that. Like, it's like you.
She didn't sing the song, and y'all get aggravated at that. But then Tennessee's over there playing a, you know, an Otis Taylor song called 10 Million Slaves.
What?
I don't know what the hell you just. I don't even really think I understood what you just said. What the hell did you say?
Who's Otis Taylor?
Okay, opened my mouth a little bit too much. So she doesn't sing the national anthem, right?
Uh-huh.
Okay. I just don't like the way she looks.
But then, you know,
sour look
you
on
get,
her face all
you
the time.
Get aggravated at that. Jeez. It's a national anthem.
It's don't worry. There's nothing you can do. It's just your face.
She made it personal with me.
You know, Tennessee's over here. Every time they play one of those video tributes on the video board, a song by Otis Taylor is called 10 Million Slaves. And if you look at the lyrics,
it's about slavery.
It's literally about bringing slaves over. Like, that's the
like
song they
play. Pro-slavery?
Talking about the hatred of slavery. Look it up right now. Look it
playing
up.
Playing on a video.
Look
I see he's 10 a
million
musician.
Slaves. Look, listen to you'll know the song. You'll easily know the song. They play it every
time. I'm going to get triggered about the damn video board. Why do we have to have a video board in a damn football game, Russell? Explain that to me.
I mean, the song is very – everybody knows it. It's that song they play that –
everybody does not know it.
Yes, they do. You would know 10 Million Slaves. I promise you.
You pull it up. Can you pull up a preview for us?
Yeah, I got you right here. I mean, you know it. And the fact that they, I mean.
Is it like we just played the instrumental cut or something and we don't know? It's just like, oh, it's a catchy tune. Okay, yeah, yeah.
Never heard of it before.
They played a lot.
You hear this
well, you don't go to games. They played at Neyland all the time.
Really?
That song's called 10 Million Slaves.
And the lyrics are rough.
Huh. I feel like we're getting away from the.
I'm sorry.
I mean,
the show's off its rails at this point.
No, it's not. Y'all are talking about something that she doesn't want to speak of because there's problems with them. You know, we look at our own stadium right down the road, and they're playing songs that.
Yeah, my dislike of her, probably, if I'm being honest, has little to do with her stance on the national anthem. I just don't like her.
It is Flag Day. Are you guys aware of that?
I saluted it this morning. on the way out my door.
Did you observe Flag Day?
I'll read the lyrics for you.
Okay. Well, no need.
Celebrated on June 14th, it commemorates the adoption of the flag of the United States on June 14th, 1777, by resolution of the Second Continental Congress.
I feel like I just want to go watch National Treasure now with Nicolas Cage just to celebrate it.
How about that?
It's a good holiday.
Solid holiday. Feel like we should probably have the day off.
Just I do, me. Too. Honestly.
Honestly, I'm stunned
Friday,
that we don't.
Weekend? I mean.
Given.
Come on, Trump. You want to do something?
I was more going to take a shot at the morning guys, but if you want to take a shot at the president, we can.
Oh, yeah. No, I mean, that's probably he's probably got other things on his mind. Well, yeah, let's put this on Nate.
Nate in Houston.
Let's put this on the Godfather. He runs the show here. It's Flag Day. What do you have against freedom, Nate Hodges? What do you have against America? What are we doing here?
Really surprised because I don't blame Nate. Who I take to task on it is Kress. Kress will – you see how beautiful it is outside today.
I just want to go rent a pickup truck and throw some flags in the back of it.
You know the fish are biting. And usually Kress will take every opportunity, if it's even remotely a holiday, to talk Nate and to give him the whole station the day off so he can go fish.
That is true.
But he won't let the rest of us, like, you know, talk sports in the drive, do their shows because we're consummate professionals. Because it would make him look bad because he'd rather fish than, you know, do a show. You think I'm coming off too hard on Houston?
I feel like I'm watching that movie Big back in the day when he's walking up to the arcade machine at the pier.
I think it's true. Like, Bear, I'm not necessarily disagreeing with you, but I have to be careful here because if Nate is the Godfather, there is no doubt that Houston is Tom Hagen. He is the consigliere. More so than any of us has Nate's ear. Yeah, just by virtue of proximity. They spend so much time together. Like, if he's hearing this, you turn on Houston, he could turn on you.
You mean like Bruno Tattaglia?
Bear's my Joe Pesci from Casino.
No, I was saying you might end up like Luca Brasi, which is probably a really good comparison for you as far as what you are to the Fan Run brand.
Yeah. Send Bear the coordinates.
Like sunny.
I don't want to be sitting around out here in the annex one day getting ready for the show.
Bear's
a little bit late. All of a sudden, like, Trey gets a package, opens it up, there's a fish head in there.
Just a fish in a gray t-shirt.
It's a message from State Run. Bear sleeps with the fishes.
So don't sweat those guys.
You've been there the whole time. Every morning he's over there producing their shows.
They send Wilkerson out to stick a knife in his back.
Wilkerson wouldn't do it. He's a nice guy.
I agree.
Big John.
865.
Voice of the Catholic Fighting Irish, Russell.
Oh, yeah. That's the only reason you like him. 546-8200.
I have breaking news.
Your number to get on the show. Let's head to the Fox Sports Knoxville breaking news desk.
Texas chain Whataburger.
No.
Sold to Chicago investment firm.
Huh.
They are leaving the state of Texas.
What?
Means they're going to suck now.
The headquarters is, they're going to have a partial headquarters in San Antonio, but it's been sold to a Chicago investment firm.
Whataburger sold out?
To a hedge fund, it sounds like.
Uh-oh.
The
Axe is going to be running it now?
BDT Capital Partners has agreed to acquire a majority stake in the San Antonio-based Whataburger.
Bobby Axelrod.
That is sad. The Whataburger's founders, the Dobson family, will keep a minority ownership position in the company.
Surely they won't change anything. They're not going to change the recipes, right? Just,
no, but it'll get real corporate, and they'll start doing cost-cutting measures. I mean, I don't know. I mean, Whataburger, whatever the hell they call that, second only to Pals as far as its cult-like following.
Have you ever been to a Whataburger?
No,
I never will. Let me tell you, it's not like you walk into a Whataburger in Texas and you get that distinct mom and pop type feel. It is very much a fast food chain.
Yeah, but it's an awesome fast food chain.
It's all right.
They make $2 billion per year. Have 43,000 employees.
Well, I mean, Ronald McDonald makes what, like $6 billion?
Okay, but we're talking about a store that only has 820 locations, and 670 of those are in Texas.
Well, maybe this is good news for the Whataburger transplants. Maybe they'll expand.
Oh, you know they will.
Maybe they'll bring a Whataburger to Knoxville.
I think that's big news. Sold out to the man. Getting sold out.
Was it breaking
man.
News?
Yeah, it is.
Because it, nobody
it said breaking that, on it. It's breaking news.
It's not up to you. I'm putting it to Russell. This is what happens when you come with breaking news. Sometimes we have to debate whether or not it really was breaking news. It's a business story.
I kind of like it. I mean,
it's something off.
I don't feel. I'm not going to throw off on Trey for it.
Thank you.
If it was me that brought that to the table, you would have pilloried me.
Probably, you're right. I was gonna pillory him if it was NASCAR news. That's what I thought he was gonna do, and I was trying to think of a clever way to rip him. But I already came off on him for the leg thing, and then I made a kind of an Auburn joke in hour number one. So I like,
yeah, what the hell's up with you?
I got to back off on Trey
a
little bit.
You're taking out all this stuff on me. Let me text Eddie real quick. Say, hey, we'll talk another time.
I rip Bear a lot more than. A lot more than I'll ever rip
it's
you.
Tractor
Trey.
Day as
you
well.
You rip me more probably than anybody else you've ever been around in your life.
Poll question at Russell. @Russell_Smith on Twitter. Is Jackson, Tennessee rural?
Why don't you just switch to Russell Smith, WKGN, instead of the _ thing?
Yeah.
Because you're still obsessed with that?
Because nobody knows the call. People don't identify by call letters anymore. We're fan run. Like, if you look at our mock, it's fan run. It's Fox Sports Knoxville.
Should I change mine to @Bear fan run?
Probably.
Okay. We'll workshop it.
The Trey Wallace account's been suspended for 3 years, but they won't take permanent.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, the @RussellSmith. Yeah. Who do I talk to about
some
that?
Some guy in Birmingham, too, and I can't get in touch with him.
I know, man.
You know what's better? If you ever notice that when Big Josh tweets at us, he gets all of your alls right, and then me just puts @Bear. On the @Bear
yeah,
account has
suspended.
Like, it's suspended or got like two tweets or something.
You should have the @Bear account.
I feel like I should.
Is Jackson, Tennessee rural? 58% of the audience says no.
What about Trey Smith?
Certainly not.
42% say yes. People think Jackson, Tennessee is not rural.
Dullards.
I'm not coming off. Like, to me, rural
is
not.
You're coming off kind of hot on it.
Well, I'm pretty and again, I haven't spent a lot of time there, but I've driven through there. It's not the sprawling metropolis of Jackson, Tennessee.
Yeah, but
I mean, it's not like Opp or Opelika or Dothan or any of those hilljack towns down in Alabama.
Yo, homie, what's up with you, Crank? Sitting here dicking on, you know, dishing all over Opelika and Opp and Dothan.
Opelika
they're filled with Bama cheering gumps.
No, they're not.
Hello, my name's Bear. I hate the state of Alabama.
That's a Troy Trojan Auburn type area. That's not an Alabama area.
There's certain areas of the state that go.
Yes. Hell yes. Yes, absolutely.
Was that how Brandon figured out you were a Barner?
No. Well, no. I mean, what's the difference? Mobile is a lot different. Mobile is where I-65 stops. Like, if you keep driving like a mile past where I-65 stops, you'll be in the water.
Opelika, according to Wikipedia, has a population of 65,211.
Opelika is Auburn.
That's Jackson. Area. Hold on. That's Jackson. Jackson has a population of 65,211, according to the 2010 census. 2016 estimate puts it at 67,000. How many people do you think are in Opelika?
If you combine Lee County and Auburn with Opelika, I'd probably say over 200,000.
It's in the city of Opelika, you've got 26,000.
Okay.
In the metro area, yeah. 150,000.
Yeah, thank you. It's not rural. Because you combine Auburn, Opelika, Lee counties, it's all the same.
I would say they're both rural.
Isn't that where they make Jif peanut butter is an op?
Somewhere right around there.
I'm not using the word rural as a pejorative. I'm not saying like it's a bad thing. Like we're in a rural location right now doing this radio show. This is rural. What'd you guys say?
Where are the best college football players come from? Rural towns or big towns?
There you go. Dude's out working on the farm. Rural lifting towns. Bales of hay all day.
No.
No?
No.
You think they come from New York City?
I think some of them have. I think some of them come from, like, you know, Raynock Thompson from the Ninth Ward in New Orleans.
Well, that's that in New Orleans, Louisiana, that is high school football, man.
Well, I mean, yes, I mean, Atlanta's a you know, the metropolis of the South, and that's where the best talent in the nation comes from.
I'm shocked that so many people consider Jackson, though, not to be rural. Coming up.
I'm going to have to go to Jackson tomorrow. I already got to go to Nashville.
Yeah, you might as well spend an extra hour in the car and go
not?
Check it out.
I'll go take some pictures.
Beautiful downtown Jackson. 865-546-8200. 546-8200. We're getting set to bring John Hodge on here to talk a little golf. Do we have a call before we get there? All right, let's take a quick break then. We'll run down Hodgy. When we come back next, the U.S. Open. Tiger is in the hunt, or is he? He's five shots back.
Yeah, he's hanging in. He's hanging
in. Striking distance.
Yeah,
he's going to make the cut.
Yes.
He's within striking distance. We'll talk about it with Hodge coming up next here on The Drive.
Sports Radio for real sports fans. This is The Drive.
Back here on The Drive, Fan Run Radio. Day two of the U.S. Open at Pebble Beach. Ongoing as we speak. Justin Rose continues to lead the tournament. He is 7-under, 1-under today through 17, it looks like. We've got a host of players, including Ricky Fowler, who's never won a major at 5-under. A couple of guys, including Brooks Koepka, 4-under. And Tiger Woods, 2-under par. He is only five shots off the pace. Actually, he's now 1-under for the tournament, so he's six shots off, but looks like he's in good shape to make the cut, which is projected to be at plus one. Our resident golf guru, John Hodge, joining the festivities on the show this afternoon. Hello, Hodgy.
Hello, fellas.
How you doing, man?
Doing well. Would you call Monterey rural?
Monterey, Tennessee?
Monterey, California?
Monterey Peninsula.
It's one of the most beautiful places on earth.
It is. I don't guess it's too rural if you got water everywhere.
No, it's a coastal town.
I mean, it's not urban. I wouldn't call it urban.
No.
No, it's a sleepy coastal town.
So what's in between urban and rural?
I mean, numerous things.
Suburban.
Suburban? That might be a good place. Suburban.
The suburb of, I don't know, you can't build it out to the west, any, that's for sure.
You run out of real estate there quickly. Hodge, what do you think of
Prime
the Open?
Real estate. It is, too.
It is, yeah. What do you think of the Open so far, man?
Man, I like it. You know, a couple things I like about Fox, which when they first got it a few years ago, I wasn't too sure about it, and I wasn't too impressed that first year. I think that was Chambers Bay, maybe. But they do two things that I like. One is when the player's hitting a shot, they'll leave his name and score up there for throughout the shot. Whereas most other networks will just flash it up there for a split second. So if you're not just staring at the TV, you know, if you just walk in the room or look up, you're not sure who it is or what their score is when they're hitting that. And if you can keep up with it better the way they do it. I mean, because they keep that, you know, that position and their score and who it is. Because if you can't recognize them, if you don't know who it is, they leave it up on the screen long enough since they're all dressed alike in sweaters. And then, of course, the mic in the hole, not necessarily for the sound it makes when the ball goes in the hole, but for something that you'll pick up a little bit of a chit-chat between the players.
Yeah, it's weird. I remember being not impressed with the Fox coverage when they first got it a couple of years ago, too, and particularly like Joe Buck, not thinking he was very good. And then last night I'm watching, waiting for the basketball game to start, and watching Joe Buck and Azinger wrap up the coverage there. You know what? He's doing pretty good.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
maybe it's just
smart guy.
It has to grow on you, I guess.
Yeah, it's more about the visual than the audio for me there. I'm not, you know, nobody's going to touch Jim Nantz or CBS in my book, but they do a fine job of covering it. And they've got, you know, with DirecTV, there's all kinds of channels you can watch for different areas of the course and things like that. So they do a fine job, but definitely of covering it for sure. But.
So we've got Tiger Woods out there, one under, and now a good six shots off the pace. But he kind of started late.
He's still
at Augusta.
In the mix.
What do you think?
He hit the driver a lot better today, and he didn't make any putts today. Yesterday, he didn't hit the driver so great, but he made everything. And so it's just one of those deals where you got to get everything going at the same time.
How were his irons today, Hodge? I didn't get a chance to watch his round.
Play what?
How was his iron play today? I thought that was where he really was kind of fell apart yesterday.
Yeah, because he was kind of leading the leaders of the tour in iron play, and he wasn't hitting it very close. So he just, I guess, bogeyed 8 and 9 to finish out his round. So he was bogey free up until that point, and so he's going to drop to even, I guess. So he's not going to be there on Sunday, I don't think. I've got a stat that'll kind of tell you who's going to win here at the end, maybe a little bit in just a few minutes, but he's just not he's just not making enough birdies. You got Jordan Spieth making 7 birdies, but he's also made 5 bogeys or something like that. So you got to be able to have it, you know, be able to turn it on, make some birdies if you're going to make a move up the leaderboard. And Tiger's just not doing, you know, not sharp enough to probably to get there by the weekend, by Sunday.
Haji, we got a phone call. Somebody wants to talk to you, John and John here. John Tweet, you're on with John Hodge.
What's up, boys?
What's up, Tweety?
Buddy, I can't complain, honestly, just sitting here watching these guys. Kind of felt like Spieth is, like, is the way he hit it and, you know, all the crying and the breaks he's got, he's done extremely well to be where he is. Tiger didn't get anything, didn't, you know, catch a break at all. And probably, I mean, you know what I mean? He just couldn't seem to make anything. I mean, maybe I got it all wrong, but it just kind of seems
he
like
he does complain. Spieth complains. I mean, he's just more, he wears his emotions on his sleeve. He just belly aches about everything. You know, every missed shot, he's just, you know, got an excuse for it. But I guess he didn't have too many today. And he could, if he keeps that birdie barrage going, anything can happen, I guess, if he cuts out the bogeys. But, yeah, I don't, there was an article this week about people that complain don't win. The people that accept the conditions and accept whatever, accept the course, accept the, you know, however it's set up and just go play, those are the ones that end up holding the trophy at the end of the week. So maybe there's something to that. We'll see.
He just seems like just too much for me. But, I mean, he's won them before, I guess. I mean, you know, at Chambers Bay, I guess that was that one. Speaking of Fox coverage, who's the girl that married Eric Asilius? That's the oddest match I've ever seen of absurdly. Who is that? What's her name? I can't think of her. It used to be on the Golf Channel.
Yeah. She is dating the head football coach of the your Arizona Cardinals currently. Holly.
Did her and Asilius get divorced
name?
Or whatever
Holly,
his name is?
Holly
that was the
Saunders.
WTF
Saunders.
Of the year for me.
She what?
Did she get divorced from Eric Asilius?
Yes.
Unbelievable. What a time to be alive.
Ran off with Cliff Kingsbury. Unbelievable.
Yeah.
Kingsbury. What? I mean, I guess. Haji, do you like Rose to close it out? You said you got some stats.
Well, the stat of the day is, the 22 of the last 23 champions were in the top 6 after Friday. So after 36 holes, after tonight, whoever's in the top 6 is most likely who you're going to see. The winner's going to come out of that group. So
is Tiger in the top 6?
No.
I guess that makes both of you guys happy.
Tiger's
it's beautiful.
Tiger's in the top 36.
come on, Tiger. Come on, Tiger. Turn
Tiger
it on.
Woo.
Turn it on, Tiger.
I hope the cut goes to, like, -1 so we don't have to see him play the weekend and I can actually watch golf.
Oh. Why do you got to be like that, Tweed?
Haji, or do you have a different opinion than that?
Well, I mean, I'm just...
Don't drag John Hodge into the mud with you, Tweet, okay? He's a consummate golf professional, unlike you.
Oh.
Go ahead, Haji.
I want to see the best man win. You know, I want to see the best American win, I guess I should say, maybe.
Go USA.
I guess I'll be pulling for Ricky. I want to see what these guys do that haven't teed off yet, you know, see if they can maintain the pace that they did yesterday and see what kind of stacked
Ricky,
leaderboard
what,
we
five,
have.
Haji, if I'm right, if I'm trying to think of this right.
Yeah, he's 5 under.
Fowler.
What is,
so he?
Yeah.
Koepka's
yeah,
right
hadn't
there
teed
with
off
4 under.
Or just did, maybe.
Schauffele, Oosthuizen.
Kuchar eagled the last hole. He's probably going to be right there. He's 3 back, so he'll probably still be 3 back. Hopefully not. Hopefully Ricky will pull away a little bit, maybe. Or Rory. I'd like to see Rory play well, actually.
I could deal with him winning. I wouldn't hate that. Rory, Ricky, any of those. Hey, Kuchar, for being like a ho-hum kind of aw-shucks guy, I can't really ever seem to like him for some reason.
Man, I always pulled for him until he didn't tip his Mexican caddy and what he was worth, and I just can't stand the guy now. It's weird how that happened. I just don't like
Russ,
the tightness
of people. Russ,
y'all
know that story about
Mexican
him?
Mexican caddy.
Did y'all cover that?
That's his nationality, Russ.
What's going on here?
It's not like rural. I mean, it's just
I don't
what
know why
is.
I used to bring that up. That's all I'm saying.
I mean, I feel like, you know, at first I thought the Phil and Willie show was, you know. But I think it's just having two callers on at the same time.
The Phil and Willie show have a way higher BAC than the Haji and Tweet show, if you know what I mean.
That is true.
John Tweet, will you say something absurd so we can flush you?
It's hard to produce on notice when I haven't really...
A little stage fright?
You say the first thing that comes to your mind, that usually works.
That's what she said.
Boys, I ain't got anything. Y'all be good. See ya.
Wow.
John
Tweet making his presence felt. Yeah, it'll be interesting to see how things wind up this weekend out at Pebble Beach. Give us your prediction, and we'll let you run here, Hodge.
Man, I'm just going to hope that Rose doesn't win. I've got a unique little bet here for you that I made. It was 6-1 that there would be a hole-in-one and a playoff. And so I bet $40 on it to win $240 just for the heck of it. And there's already been a hole-in-one, so I'm pulling for the playoff. Now
he's halfway
Sunday.
There.
I hope it's a star-powered playoff. That's what I'm looking for.
I think it made it cool. Were you talking about yesterday? It made a cool sound when it went in, didn't it? Clank.
Yeah, that was a combination of those pins and obviously the mic being in the cup. That was pretty cool, yeah.
Well, so they still have it all mic'd up. You remember what happened back in, was it 2000, when Tiger won and ran away with it? But he hit that shot that, like, ended up in the ocean, and then he just let it rip.
Expletive fly, yeah. You got to have a strong, quick trigger finger on the
– on when Tiger's
– delay button, yeah. But, yeah, I like to see Phil make the cut. He's probably not going to – he'd have to shoot a low number to get any TV time on the weekend, but – he's still got that Grand Slam opportunity out there. He's going to have to shoot 5 under today to be realistically in the hunt. But, yeah.
Haji,
Rory, if it's not an American, Rory would be my favorite.
Last thing, we'll let you run. Should there be any more numbers retired by the University of Tennessee in football, and if so, who? Catch you off guard there.
Wow. Yeah, I wasn't
so
listening.
Here are the okay.
About that.
Here are the candidates we have so far.
Okay.
Connor Challoway.
That's one of my first thing that came to mind.
Heath Shuler, Al Wilson, T. Martin, and then Inky Johnson has gotten some sentimental, sentimental votes.
Has there been what have the other sevens been? Was Casey 7?
Yes. And
Brent Schaefer. Connor has so much history behind him, you know, being the first black quarterback to start in the conference. I think that's worthy, not to mention of what he did. He's my probably my either my second or third favorite all-time quarterback. I used to go to the freshman game just to watch him play. Of that list, I don't know what Conrad or Heath is probably my other. He's in my top three as well. So those two guys, as far as my favorite quarterbacks, I'm all for it. But I don't know what Heath really did. If he'd have stayed his senior year, that would have changed what Peyton's legacy might have been, may or may not have, and what Heath surely would have been. If Heath had stayed the extra year, he probably would have got something done. But you must be 21 to win the Heisman. I love that number for a quarterback.
Yeah. Oh, that was
run fun. Down that list. Run down that list real quick one more time.
Coddridge, Heath, Al Wilson, T. Martin.
Yeah. What about the 27s? Have there been any other 27s since 98?
I mean, there's
not really standouts.
Yeah, not that I can think of.
In our hearts and in our minds, 27's always a great number, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I guess if you're thinking of just a number that isn't already retired that you just automatically associate with another player, it's going to be 27.
Yeah, for sure.
All right, Hodge, got to run, man.
Right.
Appreciate it.
See you. Thanks, guys. See you.
John Hodge breaking things down here this afternoon. Trey Wallace, what did you think of Golf Talk with John Hodge?
About as bad as NASCAR talk, I guess, you think with me.
Oh,
wow.
Well, you got me on the Auburn one earlier, so you deserved a win.
He's stewing about
you.
That Auburn thing.
No, I kind of like it. He's just throwing back now.
Yeah, I really just don't care. I like watching golf. But I could care less what goes on Thursday and Friday.
Is it Tiger or bust for you?
No, there's a couple. I love watching Phil. I grew up on Phil. Furyk, guys I grew up on. I just don't care what Spieth and Rory are doing on Thursday, Friday.
I'm a little bit perplexed because I find myself in the position Bear usually occupies of I feel like I've got the Maryville Mafia coming after me now.
You do?
Yes.
Oh, just embrace it, man.
The Jackson thing, like
are those knuckleheads out there going to they're claiming that Maryville isn't rural?
Yeah, somebody asked me,
up against the base of the Smoky Mountains.
Somebody asked me, I can't remember who it was, do you think Maryville is rural? I said, yes.
It's not a matter of thinking,
Maryville, Blount County, it's beautiful country. I love going out there, man, but it is rural. And
they have a building taller than six stories out there?
I don't know. Yeah, I mean, there's some big buildings over there, but that's not what...
I mean, it's rural. A lot of farms out there.
Somebody said that Maryville has more people per square mile in Maryville, Alcoa than anywhere else in the state.
Has more what?
More people per square mile than anywhere else in the state, according to Craig on Twitter.
Craig on Twitter.
Yeah.
Okay.
You gonna doubt Craig on Twitter? I mean, it might be right. I don't know. It's rural.
I mean, I know there's a lot of like super duper rich people that live out there now.
Here is the queen of my double wide trailer. God, yes, the bird.
Okay. It's just a beautiful place out there, but it's rural. Maryville is, it's fine, man. I think people are just like. They're taking offense where none should be taken.
Alcoa's not the
airport?
Rural.
Yeah, that's what I was about to ask you. Do you connect the airport in any way with Maryville?
No, huh? But I with Alcoa, it's not rural. Alcoa's industrial.
I kind of jumble it like it's all Blount County.
I think Maryville and Alcoa are kind of the same.
Boy, you can tell when you cross that Alcoa city line and you cross into Maryville.
Oh boy, I see what you're doing. I see what you're doing.
It's just. Hay seeds and
hay seeds and
a bunch of wine country.
Broken down cars on the side of the road,
up on blocks, guys in over people in overalls. It's not a metropolis like Alcoa.
Cosmo says Madison County, which is all Jackson has, over 100,000 people, not rural.
Oh, I thought you were talking about Madison County,
like the bridges of Madison County.
No, like Madison County down in Alabama. Right below Huntsville.
Wow. You know where Hazel Green is?
Yeah.
I'm proud of
you,
man.
Got a friend that used to live down there.
I like you, dude.
Stay with us. It's The Drive on Fan Run Radio. We'll open up the phone lines here 865-546-8200. 546-8200, your number to get on board. We're back with more right after this.
The Drive.
Fox Sports Knoxville, The Drive continues on Fan Run Radio. Russell Smith, Trey Wallace, Bear on the board this afternoon, taking your phone calls at 865-546-8200, 546-8200. Your number to get on the show this afternoon. Kicking around a variety of topics for you as we have lines available. You want to jump in. Which Tennessee legend should have his number retired next? If you've got thoughts on that. And trying to define the nature of rural. What constitutes rural? The Maryville people are adamant. Like the hardcore Maryvillians are, they say Maryville is not rural.
Hickory is rural.
Hickory,
Indiana.
Indiana? Yeah.
That's a rural town.
Hickory, North Carolina, where Rick Barnes is from.
That's
very
a
rural
town.
Ricky from Hickory.
I think Maryville is very rural.
Yeah,
I just rural. I don't. Here's how.
How can you
they
put
get
a rural
so
town?
You
with
know
a
what's ridiculous?
And major corporations there though
is how worked up these so people get.
What do you mean these people?
Maryvillians over they are constantly looking for a reason just to get their hackles right, you know, raised up and The only person I like out of Maryville right now is Bill Minot.
Would you not
That's it.
Call Maryville
Bill Minot.
Knoxville area?
Yes.
No.
It's part of the Knoxville metropolitan area. Yes.
No, the hell it is. Yeah. The only time Maryville comes down to Knoxville is when they're coming to recruit.
By the way, on the Twitter poll, is Jackson, Tennessee rural? It's now reverted. 51% of the audience says yes. 49% say no.
So that one, I don't even know why we're discussing. It's Jackson, Tennessee.
Rural. And yeah, I look like there are people who are like, you've never been here. You don't know what you're talking about. Like, we got big buildings and all this stuff. And so I Googled downtown Jackson, Tennessee.
Two buildings?
I mean, it's like downtown Farragut, man. I mean, it's.
You got a bank building, probably 6-7 stories tall.
Beautiful place. Gave us Al Wilson. We'll always love Jackson, Tennessee. But it's rural. Here's the way I think of it. As it stands now, pretty much everything west of Farragut, like Lenoir City is rural. Loudoun is rural.
Yeah.
Anything south of the river, I think.
South of the river?
Yeah. I think south
Vestal's
of the river.
Vestal's south of the river.
Yeah.
Vestal's not rural.
Vestal is rural.
No.
Rural.
There are no... farms in South Knoxville. It's an area of South Knoxville. It's where the mayor, Phil, hails from.
So the rich part.
It's where
of
I spend most of my free time when I'm not at work and not at the radio station.
Hey, it's fine. It's rural. This is the way I define.
That's just because they got all those damn bike trails out there.
North of
Emory.
Yeah, I'd say north of the 275 loop. You get up there, it's pretty rural. I used to live out there. Love it. It's rural.
Yeah.
Just because you have a 4-lane highway
you go
with a couple of fast food.
Okay.
You go
north of Middlebrook over towards Carnes, northwest area of the county.
Carnes. Rural.
Super rural.
Super rural.
Okay.
Nice homes out there, nice community, nice schools and everything. Rural.
If you have got a decent-sized airport, you're not rural. Decent-sized airport. I don't mean a gate. I don't mean terminals. I mean if you got a decent-sized airport, like Rome County, Georgia. You know, I flew in there one time.
Rome County, Georgia.
Rome.
Is not Rome. Rome, yeah. Georgia is not rural?
I would say no. They've got an airport.
Rome, Georgia is pretty rural, Trey.
They got an airport. I flew right
their
on
main,
top of it.
Their main
big.
Part of their economy is agriculture. That's why I would consider them rural. That's
like
the
Auburn.
Other factor.
Y'all were talking about Auburn,
Opelika.
Auburn, Opelika has an airport.
Very rural. I mean, Auburn, we make fun of it. It's a cow town. I mean, Auburn is, like, you look up rural in dictionaries, there's a picture of, like, Auburn. And those, I mean, the highlight of Auburn is Toomer's Corner, isn't it? Isn't that, like, the big cultural and, I mean, what the hell else is in Auburn besides Auburn University and those trees that Harvey Updike killed?
This is the problem, though. Is Trey's defensive now because that's his home area, but he doesn't have to be. And you're kind of now you're speaking very condescendingly.
My home area is 359 miles away.
I am not trying to condescend.
Okay. I'm not
to
trying
the
to
rural.
Condescend. I'm being nice.
You're being very condescending.
No, I'm not.
You just said it's a
cow right.
country with.
It's a cow town. That's how we always referred to it. I mean, it's all
don't
right.
Think that's condescending.
I don't know.
That's
no,
a very,
it's not.
That's a rude thing to say.
If I held it against Trey that he's an Auburn fan, no. I celebrate
Whoa,
Trey.
Wait a minute. Where are we getting off on this now?
Brandon figured it out, man.
I can't. No. We need to digest
We already digested it when you first came to the
where
station.
Where do you come from thinking that I have
Cody
Auburn.
Nicknamed you War Eagle Wallace?
No, that is true.
Mine was Tuscaloosa
that's
Trey.
That's something that he does. If you're from, like, he just assigns fanhood. You're from Lower Alabama. You must be an Auburn fan. That's how Bear's mind works. There's nothing you can do. No amount of logic or anything you can tell to him.
I'm surprised you don't call me, like, Seminole Trey,
mind.
Though.
No,
I
had you down as –
I'm closer to Tallahassee than I'm closer to Auburn.
I invented Tuscaloosa Trey. And then we were all outside.
Well, that was just stupid.
It was after you left one day, and then we were talking about, like, do we think he's a Bama fan? And Brandon's like, nah, he's
you
from
like
Mobile.
How they talk about you when you're not around.
Yeah, no kidding, dude.
And Brandon's like, no, he's from Mobile. And Brandon's like, I think people from South Alabama, they kind of root for Auburn. And then
because you're just all the same down there. They're all
and
Auburn.
And then Cody
this
was
is
sitting
how
there.
His
he's
mind
like,
works.
He was like, War Eagle Wallace. And that's just how it started.
Cody, go to hell then.
Well, you know, I mean, it's
these
not like
are,
that.
These are your coworkers. These are your coworkers.
Good
these
God,
are
the Russ, co-workers. I've got one of the V-Roys
it happens,
who is from the greater Jackson area texting me now.
Is he all defensive?
Yeah, he's like, dudes, Jackson is not rural. Greenfield and Bradford are rural. Come on, exclamation point.
Baghdad, Alabama is rural.
I think it's cool one of the V-Roys listens to the drive.
865-546-8200.
Damn the tornado.
We've got a caller, but I want to wait till the top of the hour because I mean he is smoking hot right now.
Well, let's go. Let's keep building. We got 4 minutes.
5 minutes.
Who is this? You got to tell me what we got to
call
here.
Farmer T-Carp.
Bear. T-Carp, what's up?
Hey guys, I don't understand all the Maryville hate and saying that Alco.
Hello, I'm Bear.
Crawling.
You're T-Carp. I hate Maryville except for Bill Minot.
Bill Minot,
who doesn't live in
Al.
Maryville, by the way.
He's the voice of the Rebels forever. He said something nice about me, and I like him. He's my buddy now.
Well, he's a good dude. I will say that. I do like
Hell of
Bill
a guy.
Murray. He's a great guy. But Maryville has much more metropolis than Alcoa.
Stop, man.
When you go down to Main Street, you got Sullivan's down there. You got Bracken's Blues Club. What more do you need?
You got Richie Cream. You got a
really
Food Lion. You got U.S. Foods.
Dollar General. Texas Roadhouse.
You do have the big U.S. Foods hub out there.
Well, you got Denso, where everybody's airbags are made. I mean, we've got a heck of a lot of industry in here. I mean,
not as much as Alcoa.
I run a million-dollar business a year.
Not
I mean,
as much as Alcoa.
Tyler on Twitter says, if there's a moonshine still within 10 miles of a city, it's rural.
Good point. Great point.
Pretty much every city in Tennessee is rural then.
Yeah, that is true.
I mean, there's some would say that's...
Like, I can go hunting in South Knoxville. So it's not, like, how do you classify that as not rural?
I feel like,
you know what I'm saying?
I feel like Maryville is an agrarian-driven economy. And you all don't have as much industry as the city of Alcoa.
That is very untrue because there's no agriculture in the city of Maryville. It's illegal.
Oh, put that in your pipe and smoke it, Bar.
Oh, by the way, Denso, this is the most Maryville thing ever. Denso is not actually in Maryville. You know what it's in? It's in Alcoa, T-Carp.
Oh.
Your response, sir? That's
Later.
What I thought.
I got nothing for you then.
It's an Alcoa T.
Listen.
I feel like a drink.
Maryville is still much better than Alcoa, and everybody knows
God bless them. They gave us Ruby Tuesdays. a fine establishment in any rural town.
Actually, that started in Knoxville.
Damn it, Bear!
Their headquarters are in Maryville. They moved their headquarters to Maryville. The first one was on campus, wasn't it? Or out at Westtown.
I don't know, but people associate.
Give them Ruby Tuesdays.
There was one at Westtown Mall, and there was one on campus where Charlie Peppers ended up. But no, I'm not. I don't give Maryville anything. They come into Knoxville and take enough.
Hour number three of The Drive coming up. Parker will have your top five at five. Eddie George coming on the show here in about 25 minutes. Stay with us. It's The Drive on Fan Run Radio.